KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A with three good friends who are going to be playing two great shows in the next couple of days. John D. Graham is here celebrating the 20th anniversary of his album Escape from Monster Island. It's just been remastered for vinyl. And Joey Sheffield's on drums, Andrew Duplantis on bass. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, they do an in-store at Waterloo Records. And then Saturday night, release show at the Continental Club. So we're going to hear some live music from John D. Graham and his bandmates, and then we're going to come back and chat it up on KUTX. Over to you, John D.
Well, I broke $100 bill for two tickets on the bus into the hills. Well, my boy, he stood up in his seat. He said, I have never seen Christmas lights like that.
Oh,
That's how it's done, friends. KUTX 98.9, John D. Graham, the first song on his first solo album, $100 Bill, the album which is celebrating its 20th anniversary, Escape from Monster Island, and the rhythm section, amazing, Joey Sheffield on drums. You know him from Wild Seeds, Fastball, Andrew Duplantis on bass and vocals. You may know him from Sunvolt or Bob Mould, or you know both these guys from playing with John D. Graham, as they just did. Thank y'all. Thank you, John D.
Hey, man.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So I was thinking about this 20th anniversary thing.
Yeah.
You are in the Austin Music Hall of Fame as a solo artist, true, as a member of the Skunks, true, and as a true believer.
Did I get a gold watch even once?
Not even once. But, so I'm trying to place this album in time, and it's 1997.
Yeah.
How long had it been since the True Believers dissolved, and during that period you were doing other things before the first solo record, like sessions?
Yeah, it's, you know, history as a function of memory is, by its very nature, very porous. So that's sort of a roundabout way of saying, I don't really know. It'd be kind of hard to put it all together, but I'd been living in L.A. The Believers broke up around 88, 87. Like I said, it kind of happened in bits and pieces, you know. Looking back, I could say, well, here's where it ended. But and I was living in L.A., and I wrote and recorded John Doe's, wrote with John Doe and recorded his first solo record. And played with Ryan Hedgecock from Lone Justice, toured with Michelle Schacht, studio with Xene from X, and was busy. It was a good thing for my career, but, you know, earthquakes, wildfires, mudslides, horrible divorce, moved back. So I got back to town in 96, and ran into Mike Hardwick, my old friend Mike Hardwick, at the produce section at the HEB. And he was like, hey, I didn't know you were back in town. What are you doing? I said, I've hung up my guns. I'm not playing.
Really?
I'm working as a framer. I'm like framing carpentry, you know. And he said, oh, man, it's a shame because I got this session going that's like 300 a day. And I'm like, I'll be there. And he heard some of the songs that I'd been working on. Was like, man, let's get together and play. And we recorded a live set at the old Studio 1A. And on the strength of that, Matt Esky said, well, let's put out that tape. And Mike Hardwick said, no, we could make a whole record for less than nothing. You know, let's give us a chance. And that's it right there.
And Matt Esky, he's the man behind Freedom Records?
Yeah.
And whose idea was it for this 20th edition of the album, and is this the first time it's been on vinyl?
Yeah, it's the first time ever remastered for vinyl. It's beautiful. You know, it's weird because I have sort of a complicated history with New West Records, and they had brought up to me, hey, you know, it's been 20 years since you put out Escape, and I was like, yeah, man, it doesn't seem like it, does it? And I didn't hear anything, you know. And then they called me and said, we're going to do a reissue. How do you feel about that? Fantastic. So, you know, Circle is now made complete.
And the vinyl will be available tomorrow. John D. Graham doing an in-store at Waterloo Records tomorrow at 5. And then the show is Saturday night at the Continental Club. Now, there's been, and this is a rough count because history, porous.
Yes.
I think about 10 John D. solo records. I'm not counting the tribute album or the soundtrack or the collaborations.
The weird little spite record that I did.
Or the one with Freddy Johnston.
Right.
But I'm thinking about 10 albums.
Yeah, there's 10.
And I think I saw you say somewhere in the press recently that this is your favorite.
Still is.
Now that's kind of...
You know what? It's hard to say favorite, but the thing is they all have something to offer. You know, like if you're going to listen to one of my records at 4 in the morning, pick Full. You know, it's like that. But it's the first record I made. I mean, of my own. I mean, I played on 60 records before I made that one. But that's It's still my favorite.
Holds a special place.
It does. Can I tell you a funny story?
Please.
You might have noticed when we just played $100 Bill, every time the chorus goes around, it's doubled, right? But at the end, it only happens once. That's because I brought the tape to you to see if you guys would play it. And we went and had lunch, and you listened to it, and you went, man, that song, $100 Bill, is really good, but it's clocking in at like 420 or something. Can you do anything about getting the time down? And I was like, took it straight back to Jerry Tubb and said, I don't care, just cut like half of a chorus out. So on the record, in order to get it on the radio, which you did, it was played pretty much from then on. But it was like the way the arrangement is how it is, Jody Denberg.
Well, I'll take the blame and the credit then. Because I'm sorry to purists that I was looking for a shorter song. It's 20 years ago, history,
dude,
chorus.
We were different men back then.
We were different people. But we're here, and we're vertical. And we're playing live on KUTX, John D. Graham. And again, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Waterloo, Saturday night, Continental Club, Escape from Monster Island, the debut album, 20th anniversary. Which one's next?
We're going to do a little song called Airplane. And I also want to point out that my band, The Fighting Cocks, is the best band this side of the Mississippi.
On the last day, the minutes were mayflies. They jumped, they flew, and they died. I could see you with an astonishing clarity. And I watched you so closely that it hurt my eyes. Put all your stuff into a medium-sized box. You said that you were happy, but still you did not want to talk. What will I do now that you're gone away? Well, I guess I'll wait. I guess I'll wait. I will wait. I swear I'll wait. I'll wait for you to come home. We lit the Pancho Villa candle, said the Pancho Villa prayer, conjured up the black snakes out of nothing. There were black snakes everywhere. She said, don't pick them up, they just fall apart in your hand. None of this is real. Do you understand? We put ashes on our foreheads. It wasn't Lent, it wasn't Easter. Hell, we weren't even Catholic. But it was the middle. You know that part? It was the exact middle of the night. And she said, none of this is real, man. Any fool could see that you don't understand. Of course, she had me there. I did not understand. Flies away. my weeds. Lay down in the cold, quick water, we were floating there like two leaves. She said, don't pick it up. You'll find it slips right through your hand. I thought, now, wait a minute. I believe I understand. I'm on an airplane now. I'm on an airplane. Yeah, I'm getting smaller. As it flies away, as it flies away, as it flies away.
Flying High on KUTX with John D. Graham and the Fighting Cocks. Escape from Monster Island is the album that was originally on Airplane, celebrating its 20th anniversary with a vinyl reissue tomorrow, 5 o'clock at Waterloo, Saturday at the Continental Club. Three-time Austin Music Hall of Famer John D. Graham, thank you, my friend.
We love you, Jody.
Love you, too. And we'll see you at the Continental Club. Studio 1A today, our engineers Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. And as a matter of fact, we're going to stick around and do a third song, and we will post all three for streaming at KUTX.org.
You can give away some things. That you never will get back. One piece at a time. And you never will get them back. The story of your life. Written page by page. Oh, careful what you write. You gotta read it all someday. You need a strong heart. You need a true. Might get faithless. In the shiny eye of wonder. In the living heart of love. In the deep blue dark down under. Tell me, what were you thinking of? You need a strong heart. You need a true heart. You need a heart like that in a world like this. Things we find. Things we lose. so very few and far between. So far between. You need a strong heart. You need a true heart. You need a heart like that in a world like this. Get faithless. Ooh, faithless. I am not faithless. We are not faithless, no.